به. Turn with me, if you would, to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. We're going to look at two main passages, Genesis 11 and then Genesis 28. But let's look at Genesis 11 for the first text. The title of this morning's message is The Way to Heaven. The Way to Heaven. And here's one try. Genesis 11. Here's one try. Now remember, the title is The Way to Heaven. Let's look at Genesis 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they, that is the inhabitants, journeyed from the east, which would be the Garden of Eden, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us, the Trinity of the sacred persons, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of the place called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. The way to heaven. There is a way which seems right unto a man, or unto men, women, boys, and girls. But the end thereof are the ways of death. That's Babel. That's us trying to work our way to heaven. This way, it is a way, I grant you, it's a way. It's just not the way to glory. It's not the way to salvation or to eternal life. This way in Genesis 11 is man's way. False religion's way. Carnal men and women's way. This is our way from birth or by nature or that which is natural. It is natural for us to try to work, construct, believe, repent. We make a work out of anything. This is what we will do. This is our way. This, in type, in picture, Babel. This is our way. This is Babel. It's confusion, is what that word means. In the margin reading, therefore, in verse 9, is the name of it called Babel. That's confusion. God, it says in the New Testament, is not the author of confusion, but peace. But this is a way. We see it all around us. This is a Babel, confusion. It's not a sure way to heaven. It's not a reliable way to glory. In truth, all who follow this way will surely follow this way to hell itself. There's four things about this way that you can see in this passage. It may be a popular way. Let us. Let us. They kept saying that. Let us. It could be a very popular way. Secondly, it may be the way of the majority. Let's go together with one mind, one effort, lest we be scattered. The tongue. This is the way of the tongue. Just a simple tongue. It can be used to sing God's praises, or it can be used to stand united against the Lord Christ. It may have all the outward appearances of success. But what did they want to do? This way is the way of self. This way is the way of self. Psalms 127. Verse 1. Psalms 127, verse 1. But let us be warned, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Except the Lord build the city, they labor, they do so in vain. Where was God in their thoughts? And I made a comment on the second verse of this chapter. They journeyed from the east. That was Eden. And as it were, they turned their back on God and went west. Where was God in their thoughts? They went away from God. And it's all a show. This religion, this way, it's all pomp. It's trying to dethrone God, if the truth be known. Because they said in verse 4, let us make us a name. Let us make us a name. Self, self-promotion, self-attainment, self-help, me, myself, and I. This is today. This is religion without Christ today. This is man. You don't have to be religious. If you're not, you don't have to be religious to want to take care of the most important person in your little sphere, and that's yourself. And we constantly struggle with this ourselves. God, I tell you, is not in their thoughts or actions or deed. Thusly, all their works, good, proper, it's good and proper to build houses, to build different things, whether they were attractive, they must come down. They must be destroyed. Because God says no flesh will glory in His presence. So the conclusion, this way, this is a way. Verse 9, the Lord confounds, scatters, that word confound, destroys. So if you're thinking of whatever you may be able to do to please God or don't do, anything, any work of man, I'll put it this way, any work of man laid upon the altar of God's free, sovereign grace in Christ will be confounded, destroyed, and stopped in the next life. It may continue. It may continue to grow and be wealthy. And these churches, they do that. They're more about money, I suppose, than truth. It's going to be stopped. Because there's only one way to heaven. But turn with me to Genesis chapter 28. There is a way to heaven. God will be approached by those whom he created. God will be approached. He will be glorified in mercy. So let us now take a look at the way to heaven. There is one way. It's a sure, steadfast, undeniable way to heaven's gate. This way is secured by the selfless sacrifice of God's own Son. Genesis chapter 28, starting in verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Here's this other place. This is appointed by God. This one. And we don't have to wonder who this is talking about. Let's just turn right there, right now. Turn to John chapter 1. Who is this speaking of? Who can this possibly, this ladder? We've seen the Tower of Babel of man's own making, which is confounded, destroyed, and stopped and ruined. John chapter 1 and verse 51. And Christ said unto them, John 1:51, Christ said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, he's making direct reference to this ladder. And this ladder is Christ. That is the way, the only way to heaven and heaven's glory. This was appointed by God, appointed Christ to live, to suffer, and to die, a surety's death, one that would honor his and God's law, his commands, and nail them to the cross. One that would give freely to the sinner God's own righteousness, that guarantees to them perfect cleansing, pure forgiveness, and a home in Emmanuel's land. This ladder, the Lord Jesus Christ. This way, and there, as I said, there is no guessing who the text is speaking about. We've seen that in John chapter 1. It is Christ the Lord. Christ, the man of God's own choosing. Christ, the spotless Lamb of God. Christ, the one among a thousand. Christ, the true and just one. Christ, our hope, our elder brother, our peace with God. That's how we get to heaven. That's the way to heaven. And you look at this second text in Genesis 28. there's poor old Jacob. He left his house, fled his house, because Esau, he just got done stealing the bird. He just got done getting the blessing from his father. And when Esau found out, he was mad. He was mad. So there's Jacob. He's out in the middle of this wilderness, this place. Lonely, in distress, full of doubt, and full of trouble. He goes to sleep, and he awakes with God, full of comfort, hope, and assured of his position or status before God. Look with me at verse 12 in Genesis 28. He saw Christ. He saw Christ. He dreamed and behold a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reached heaven, and behold the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. He saw Christ. He was giving exceeding great and precious promises with Christ. Verses 13, 14, and 15. Behold, I am the Lord God, thy Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac. The land wherein you lay, I will give it to you and your seed. There's a promise. Verse 14, thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad all four corners of the earth. Thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 15, and behold, I am with thee. There's a promise. There is no promise in this other way to heaven. It's just a promise of self, and self is fleeting. Self is like the grass. It's here today, it's cut tomorrow, or it fades. Shrivels up and dies. I will be with thee. I will keep thee in all the places that you go, and bring thee again into this place. I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. He says in John 14, that Christ says to his people, they're like Jacob perhaps. They're distressed. Christ just says, I'm leaving you. They're distressed. They don't know what's going to happen to them. They don't know what they're going to do. And he says in chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you. And he's preparing us for the place. These are with this ladder, with Christ. We have benefits. We have promises that exceed anything that this world can give us or anything that this world knows about. Poor old Jacob. And yet, we're just like him. We go, we're all worried, concerned, distressed, and God, by his free grace, gives us something that he didn't ask for it. He just was sleeping. Jacob, after beholding the splendor and wonder of the grace of God in the person and accomplishments of Jesus Christ, he saw God's faithfulness. I will be with thee. That's God's faithfulness. We see God's faithfulness in sending his son. We wouldn't understand it. We couldn't understand it. It makes no human sense. You send your only begotten son, whom you love before the foundation of the world, to suffer, bleed, and die for a people who could care less whether he came or not until he imparts the blessed Spirit of God to us, or imputes, I should say, until he imputes his righteousness. We don't have any desire for him. You know, our imagination, it says Genesis, was only evil continually. Can a good thing come out of an unclean? Can the leper change his spots? Can the Ethiopian change his... No, no, no. And she says, so you who are accustomed to do evil, can you do good? No. That's one of the first things the Lord shows us. Anything that we try is going to be confused and confounded. It's a babble. It sure looks good to man. It sure looks good to politicians. It sure looks good to religious leaders. But it's not the way. It's a way. It's not the way. But now we see, because of Christ, we see his faithfulness. And he says, we see God's wills. Look at verse 15. I, says God, am with thee. I will not leave thee until I have done all that which I have spoken. This covenant has been ratified between the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit for us. We had nothing to do with it. Just like Mephibosheth that chapter in Samuel. It starts out, David says, is there any left of the household of Saul that I can do kindness? He says, for Jonathan's sake, because David loved Jonathan and Jonathan loved David, he said, I'm going to do something for your seed. We weren't there when this covenant was ratified, but he still provides the way. Now we are also, the sinner is now enabled to properly worship God, and he does so. Verse 18, Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had for a pillow and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on it. He's worshiping God. He didn't know anything about that. People think you got to have buildings and cathedrals and all these windows and all this stuff. No. It's not the place. It's who we're worshiping. But he does so. We, as our brother Jacob, are not disobedient to our awakening, to our quickening, or as the scripture says, to our heavenly calling. Now we, out of love for Christ, do as he desires us to do. He calls us, we follow. He enables, we follow. He allures, we follow. This is the way, the only way to heaven. And this is resting solely upon the Lord Jesus Christ and every single thing he has done for us. Not constructing with our hands, which comes from our mind. Your mind thinks, reads, figures it out, and designs, and starts working. And that's all religion is outside of Christ. Is mental gymnastics. And then we'll bring in some raising the hands and speaking in tongues and hooplas and doing this and doing that. But it's not of God. It's not of God. Christ has done everything for us. He's done everything for us in our room, in our stead. He took the hit, as it were, from God, so to speak, so we can go free. He took 39 lashes. He took the thorny crown. He took the spitting, the cruel mockings, the cross, the shame, and the wrath of his beloved Father. And he drank every bit of it. He drank that cup dry. All so we could be redeemed. So his Father would be honored and his Father glorified. All of his elect would be with him forever. I close. Ask myself this. I ask you this. How are we coming to God? Are we coming to God by our supposed goodness? By the best that we can do? By our religious beliefs? By doing or not doing? And I'll tell you, like God told those at Babel, it's all going to be confounded, all in vain, and they will all be rejected by God. Or are we trusting on Christ's work for us, solely, completely, and singularly? Except the Lord build the house. Except the Lord builds the house. We labor in vain. If Jehovah builds it, it will stand. For it is all placed upon the rock Christ. We sing that song. When we get to heaven, then anew this song we'll sing. Hallelujah. What a Savior. He's done it all. May we rest in Him. And trust in Him completely. Matt, would you close this, please?
Lord, Jacob didn't